What type of pachad is good? What type of pachad is bad? The different degrees, madregos, the eyes of Chazal of fear. The Tosfos hevi'u this daf nun hey amid beis. Daf nun amid beis. Be'ezel pachad. So stress. But Tosfos hevi'u sheb mesechta brachos mevur sheyesham shnei sugi pachad. Tosfos here and daf nun hey brings down an idea that there are two different types of pachat. Yeshnei pachat shadoi godem shlo yishkach talmudoi v'choizer al mishnosoi tam. It is a pachat that you're afraid you're going to forget what you learned. You're going to forget what you learned, and therefore you continuously review your studies. Shepachat zehu toiv ach im ha'odam mefachat b'chinam. But the person is afraid for no reason. He's just afraid that whatever. Paranoid. This is not a healthy thing.
General anxiety.
That's not what the pasuk in Mishlei means. Ashrei adam mefachei tamid el lehepach. Harei ze simon shechoitehu. It's a simon that a person is a sinner. It's natural that anxiety, stress is not healthy for a person. Okay, I don't know the Rabbi Meir Arama. Binoy Shel Hua Kedas what? Mayor, is this you? This is you? I know how to give stress. For example, a person who walks on top of a beam, the example he gives, the tzir he gives is, if a person is walking on a beam, and he falls down.
So if the beam is at a high elevation, then he's going to fall. The same beam could be at a low.
Mashalo yipal mimena im hoysalamata. So example, take the same exact beam, put it over here, 1 foot above the ground, and the person can easily walk across with no problem. But if you put it all the way on top of the Freedom Tower, and you walk across, that's not a fear, because there it's windy. You know, the wind's going to push you over. But if you put up a higher elevation, so it's in the mind. Fear is in the mind. But im hoyalamata v'chinu v'chinu haroya mish oichel ha-boyser takena shinov. A person who eats boyser, unripened grapes, his teeth fall out. V'chein hi amida hativis ki tzir hadover ha-mafchid. I don't know what that means with boyser, what the connection there is. But the idea over here is ki tziadir hadover ha-mafchid yazik v'cheinu kosev cherdas odom yitein moikesh. The fear of men causes him to stumble. So basically what you're saying is that it's all psychological. Fear, more or less, is psychological, and this fear can cause a person harm. Let's see further. A person is in a situation where he's in danger. It goes without saying, call the police. So there's a new interpretation. Does not mean only when it comes to learning. Do not forget your learning. Means when there's a fear of derech al teva, when you're in a dangerous situation, then you have to take care of yourself. A person should not be foolish and rely on a miracle will happen. The acha shiyase kol mashi yuchal shelo yechvan v'yir chulsha kize hu asibo sheyischasek shekenegdoi v'zeu cherdas odam yitin moikesh. But after the acha shiyase kol mashi yuchal, but once a person al derech hateva, he does his ishtadlus and does everything possible not to be afraid, shel yechvan v'yir chulsha, then because now you're in a situation where you can be strong, not to be afraid of what's coming towards you. Then if you're still afraid, that is afraid that is unhealthy. Caused him to stumble. So it's saying something. There are two types of fear. There's a pasuk Ashrei Adam Mefachei Tamid. There's another pasuk that says Cherdas Adam Yitein Mekesh. It's a steer in the psukim. So far I gave two answers. One is in Yoni Ruchnius and one in Yoni Gashmius. And the second answer is one is Derech HaTeva and one is once you have taken care of yourself, al Derech HaTeva, everything is in order, then you should have a Muna and don't be afraid. Next. Now, Al chumras apachad v'hanezek hayetzi mimenu yeshlu moed gam midivri harambam. The Rambam was a doctor, and the Rambam had a very deep understanding of the way the mind works. Shekasav al hayetzi l'muchamah sheyeshnam sheyosim nafshei b'kapoy v'lo yira v'lo yifachet. When you go to war, person goes to war, the most important thing is not to be afraid. Rav Nachman Mibreslov, kol oilam kuloi gesher tsar me'od v'ho'ikar shaloi lefached od. That's what Rav Nachman Mibreslov, famous song. V'yemafil alatzmai over b'loi sasei. And the person is afraid. Mavul alatzmai over b'loi sasei. Shenemar al yerach levavchem v'al tiru al tiru'u. The al tech pazu, the al ta'artzu mipnehem. The pasuk gives you three loisaseis. Once already going out to war, you have to convince yourself. You have to remove fear from your heart. Three different expressions: do not be afraid, do not be terrified, and do not be ta'artzu. No, it's a lav. It's a lav shein by maisa, and it's a lav ha nitik liasei. Okay. Okay, so far, good, next. Al-chum next, halah, yisoid zeh. Okay, the yisoid zeh, that it's psychological. Yisoid zeh, shemach hashavtoi v'heiluch ruchoi, that the person's thoughts and his manner, his way of living, shal adam ashpi al gufoi, mavu begra. Gam al simcha, the Gra says the same thing comes to simcha al simcha shebekoich levatel machla. So the Gra says that the koich of simcha can be levatel medicine. It's not for nothing that they have all these things they do for children to cheer them up. Ulehebach atzvus, sadness machzekes es hamachla can cause illness to get worse. The chain perish agres apostik b'mishlei ruach ish, the spirit of man yechal. Machalehu will sustain his illness. If he's in a very bad frame of mind, a poor frame of mind, that poor frame of mind is what gives life to his illness. Veruach necheya, and a person who is necheya, he's depressed. Mi yisiyem yisena, no one can help the person. To lift a person out of depression, out of a very sorry state of affairs, he needs to change his frame of mind. Hasimcha ba al yidei haruach v'zehu ruach ish, simcha comes to a person's spirit. Kishayish tamid b'simcha hu yichalkel machaleyu, he can sustain. I guess he can get better. He's determined this in the av shetova love machlo chas shalom. I think over yichalkel is translated means could heal. It seems over here he's translating over here is that to simcha. You can tolerate yichalkel machle. You can tolerate it, and it'll all eventually get better. Av shetovu lo machal chas shalom. Who yichalkel machleu? B'simcha yivatleu. He seems to say yichalkel means to mevatlet. To simcha ruach ish. He's translating if a person is misamech, he'll go mevatlet machla. Av misha yesh la ruach necheya. Who itzvoin? He's depressed. Mi yisena? Who's going to be able to lift him up? Miyuchal lo says those. Who's going to be able to lift the illness, to lift the person up from the situation? Okay, next we have a gra, and we have over here. We have next thing. The Hamarshal, the Chokma Shlomo, Kasav Nirli Lufar Shoyim Shoyim Sich Daitoi. A person should always just put things out of his mind. The Alkein Lo Hoy Lo Kokach Tzar. The best thing is to just to put distance things from your mind. Mishum Hachi Ahani Li Hach Refua. Vihas Sochas Das Hu Poyel Lezeb Skula. Has Sochas Das. Putting things out of your mind can accomplish wonders. Not so easy, right? Where we A.O. Bipinim Halacha Nadar Mishim Harambam Shiesh Lusapir Lachoy Lusipurim Mesamchim Shiarachid West Navshim Veliboy. The Rambam says, you shall say things which give simcha to a person. For lechadesh chidushim sheyasichli daitoy v'yitzchak alim shalef hu v'chol chavu raso v'yivcharu l'shamshoy l'amu l'fonav mi sheyismach bo. The people that should come and greet him should people that he likes, who he has simcha from, not from people that cause him tzar. Ki zeh mechui v'chol choli ayin sham. Okay, next. Me'idach kisa pachad b'chol ma shenegel l'inyonai haruchniyim shal adam humala. Now he goes back to what we started before, and that is pachad from ruchnius. If a person is not where he's holding. Even if a person he confesses and he abandons his sins, he did not completely do tshuva for his sins. He will have a relapse. Every person is an addict, whether we like it or not. Every person has addictions, and if every person has to be on guard 24/7, next paragraph, not to do pachad for sins, but to mefachet to mekayim the mitzvahs. A person should always be choreit lekayim maimar chachamim shetiknu mitzvah saseder vehagada v'lo yehadav v'kal be'enav af im kamo advarim yesh v'seder shenir be'enei adam shein hakpod b'chem yaskil b'daitoy lekayim. Even though there are many details, many things that must be done, the seder person should be medactic to every single little thing. Shein shum davar reik b'chem, there's nothing that's empty. V'ayin oy b'sif sechachamim sherech levar in yahpachad v'acharod b'dvarim ruchniyim. So bottom line over here is he's given over here for the pshat the pasuk ashrei adam v'fachei tamin is the good pachad. Numerous translations interpretations. Number one, a person should be mefached to review his learning. Everything that he studied in his life, everything that he studied, Ashrei mi shebolikan v'talmudoi biyadai. A person should be afraid that he'll forget his learning. Another interpretation, he should be afraid not to do averos. Not to averos. He should be afraid to do tshuva for his averos. And the most novel interpretation over here is Ashrei and then he talks about it is when it comes there, chateva. When you're going out into a dangerous world, you should be afraid. Your life is at risk. Make sure you're not a fool and you take the proper means. And the last interpretation is you should be mefached to do the mitzvos. It's a positive. And the other pasuk that says that fear is something which is no good, it destroys a person, that refers to paranoia. Paranoia, anxiety, stress, and that you need a good psychologist for. This is no joke. Believe me, it's no joke. Okay. It's a bit of a galechta. Okay, let's go to the next one. Okay. Let's now do a little halacha. This is a very interesting topic. Zehirois betzitzis shenigroros al haaretz. Should we be makbid that the tzitzis not touch the ground? I think we all are very makbid, but it's not so simple. Let's see. B'shulchan aruch kosaf.
Dragging on the
ground. Dragging on the ground.
Yeah, didn't you teach us once about that we're learning in the kitchen?
Yes. So let's see what he says here. So einachanami. The minhag olam is. This should be very makbid. It should not happen. But there is a minhag. There is a minog, a shorvish, that adarabba, the tzur of wearing tzitzis, the tzitz bedafka, they drag on the ground.
Yes, I've heard that.
We don't do that. That's not our custom today. Ritzua shal tfilin. Do you know there's a such a minog that when you take out the ritzuas, you're supposed to throw it on the floor? Sounds shocking, right? When you take out the tefillin, now you don't throw the tefillin on the floor, but when you open the ritzuas bedafka, the ritzuas are supposed to hit the floor.
No.
Because the ritzua represents the tefillin is the kedusha, is the shem Hashem. Hashem's kedusha spreads. It's channeled down to this world, all the way down to the karka, to the earth. Trickle down. There's no place. It's brought down. Sephardim HaKidoshim.
They bring up, the Asher said no.
Not. We don't. It's not the common. I told you it's not the common meaning. Tits also. Halakha Lamaisa, we don't do this. But there is such a thing. There is such a tradition. Bedafka, you throw down the ritzus to hit the floor because it's part of this Kabbalistic inyanian, is the Hashem's Kedusha channels, trickles all the way down to the earth. The floor, so that
carpeting
or the floors aren't okay. Let's see. Let's see what it says. Halacha is halacha. There are many minhagim. You'll always find machlokes. Let's see. B'shulchan aruch kasaf hamechaber yesh li zoher ki she'adam loyvesh talis shelo yigur tzitzi yosaf. You should not drag your tzitzis on the floor. B'tam din zehuva b'mishnah. If you'll go on the floor, so someone's going to step on it, and then it'll get cut, it'll be possible. And then on Shabbos, you can lead to the Chil Shabbos, you can lead to being Mavatla Mitzah, say you're wearing a poor corner bag without tzitzis. There's a person in the Gemara, his name was Ben Tzitzis HaKeses. There was a person who was called Tzitzis HaKeses. That was his name. Why? Haya Nigra Kach Al Shem Shayu Tzitziyosav Nigrarim Al Gabe Kodim Uchusasos. He sat on pillows and blankets, and he had a very large talus gadol, and the tzitzis, they overflowed, and it was on the ground. Umash, but from the Sillon term, that was his name. That's because that was the way he dressed. He was mechave the mitzvah of tzitzis. He didn't just put it underneath his garment. He wore it on the outside, and it overflowed onto the floor. Umashma Sheshor Hoanoshim Tzitziyosem Hayu Nigra. That's how he sat. So it's mashma that this was what he did. That the tzitzis, that his tzitzis, but maybe what it means over here is that his tzitzis, who was careful, this person, when he sat, he was makbid that the tzitzis should not go on the floor. This is what he means. He was unusual. When he sat, you have to remember, in ancient times, they did not sit down on chairs, they sat on the floor. That's the way. They sat on the floor and sat on the floor. So when you go to shir, you sit on the floor. So sitting on the floor, your tzitzis naturally are going to hit the floor. But this fellow was a mefunuk. He did not sit on the floor. He sat down on a chair, on a pillows and blankets. Or the reason why he sat down was because he did not want his tzitzis to touch the floor. He was the exception. Everyone else allowed their tzitzis to make contact with the floor. Umashma sheshor ho anoshim tzitziyoseihem ayu nigveros al aretz hareish ein chashash b'zeh. So what do we see? We see there is no chashash. So because of litchay, so the Mogen Avraham asks the question. He brings a raya. Shirak tzitziyosef shal ben tzitzis akeses hayu nigverim al gavi al karim uksasos she b'zeh in b'zoyin ulam shor ho anoshim lo hayu tzitziyoseim nigveros klal. Who says the raya is everyone else that is on the floor and his tzitzis were on the karim uksasos? No, the diak is everyone else their tzitzis did not go on altogether, and he did on the pillows and blankets. The kach cost of gam ha'elyon zutra shekevon shlohayu nigdor matziz al aretz rak al akar muksasus ein zebizayon ein achanami. That it's not a raya. Pufakar, all the people that tzitzis did not go on the floor altogether, and he had his was on the pillows and blankets. Okay, so it's not a kash on the shulchan aruch. Answer number two. Teri tirutz acher kosev hamogen Avram sheikar hakpeda hi she tzitzios lo yigroru b'shosh sheloiv shem. Only when you're wearing it, shenira ki lo keches atzitzis b'shvil lechabed bo es beisoy. When you put it on, it should like you're sweeping the floor. It's a broom. Ulam in b'shosh sheloich atz. When you're walking in the street. I'm not putting on. I'm not sweeping the floor. When I take it out of the bag, of the talus bag, and I put it on, someone can make a mistake and think that I'm sweeping the floor. I'm taking a shmat and sweep the floor, but I'm not putting it on now. It's already on. I'm wearing it and I'm walking. When I'm walking, then no one's going to be choshed that I'm sweeping the floor. Ah, ulam in b'shosh shalilach atzitzis digoros ain't kapeda kol kach. She'ain zen nirek ilu kechas atzitzis lechabed es abayis sub the floor v'orich hashulchan kosaf v'chein mashma berekech she kosaf v'loshlo yidroich al atzitzios. Do not step on the tzitzios. So there, it's only don't step on it, but it's mashma. If it drags along the floor as you walk on the ground, there's no harm being done. So there, he's saying the Mogen Avram came. None other mother saying an incredible chiddush that is really according to one approach there is nothing wrong with walking in the street and having your tzitzis drag on the floor. not like what it says in Shulchan Aruch, and not like what it says in Mishneh Berurah. There is no bizui mitzvah. We're not concerned it's going to get pasul. The only time that it's going to be a prohibition is only when it looks like you're taking out your talis gadol to sweep the floor. That's only as a chashash when you're putting it on for the first time. But once it's on, it appears there really is no major prohibition of it going on the floor. B'kitirat zen nakar b'shai pik. Okay, he's the one who wrote these, the Hagos on the side of the Gemara. B'sifrei haflo'a shebe arachin shehevi me'aruch me'ha'aruch shekasav shekol adam tzitziyosav, all people tzitziyosav hayu negoros al ha'aretz. This is the way it was in ancient times. When you walk in the street, the tzitzis drag behind you on the floor. That is the tzura of the mitzvah. That's the way it's supposed to be. They disagree. Not everyone is so into this answer. Like the Mishneh Berurah says, and the minig olam today is obviously you don't let the tzitz drag on the floor. Incredible answer. There's a difference, the talis katan and the talis gadol. The talis katan, you can let drag on the floor. I guess they wore these very long talis katans. They wore the whole day these talis katans that are dragged down onto the floor. So that is no big deal, you can let it drag. But the talis gadol, that's choshev, it's a beged shel tfila, then you should be makbid, the tzitzit should not touch the ground. Ach baruch ha-shulchan, kosav l'chalach l'kadarv. He disagrees. Ulamayis ha-kosav sheyesh l'zor b'zeh b'talis katan, mikol mokom hoysev she'ein adam chashash in b'mikwin nigram baretz. Don't make yourself, because the aruch ha-shulchan, Pesach Acharon says, it's a good thing to do, that it should not drag on the floor, but the world doesn't come to an end if they do drag on the floor. You don't have to go make a commotion if someone's squawking in the street and his talis is dragging on the floor. New answer, most of our tzitzis are longer than the shear. The shear is only 12 thumbs. So most of the tzitzis, to play it safe, there are a few more thumbs. It's a few more inches longer than the bare minimum. So anything that's more than the bare minimum does not have the same degree of kedusha. It could drag on the floor. And usually that's the part that's dragging on the floor, so there's no harm being done if it drags on the floor. So he wants to learn, that's Pshat in the Gemara, is that the part of his tzitzis that overflowed, it's only when the tzitzios are dragging on the karka, another issue is maybe the hakpad is only when you're walking, or maybe it's only when you're sitting, one or the other. Maybe you can mechalik between the two. I don't know what that stands for. Knesses Hagadol, I don't know what it stands for. Oitos Achayim, Va'ayin B'darkei Chayim, Va'ashalom. Okay, so the bottom line over here is Halacha L'maisa, Shulchan Aruch, Mishneh Berurah, you don't do it. But it's kedai to be aware, is that Rabbi Yehoshua Pick, Rabbi Yeshaya Pick says, no, that's the way it's supposed to be. The tzura of the mitzvah is bedavka with the tzitzis drag on the ground. And there's a raya to this. What's the raya for this? Famous chazal. V'hoyo eikev tishmu'un. If you'll be mekayim the mitzvahs of eikev. Mitzvah she'odam dosh be'akovav. That a person steps on with his ankles. And Chazal says specifically in the Medrash, what's this mitzvah? What mitzvah are you talking about? A mitzvah that Adam is dosh be'akavav, he steps on with his ankles? Tzitzis, you step on your tzitzis. What are you talking about? You step on your tzitzis? What are you talking about? The Shulchan Aruch, Mishneh Berurah says, how dare you? It's a bizui mitzvah. It's going to become pasul. Yeah, that's one mahalich. But Rabbi Yeshaya Pick says, no, the tzura of the mitzvah is bedafka, that the tzitzis are trailing behind you on the ground. That's the tzur of the mitzvah. Memela, the tzur of the mitzvah is you're always stepping on your tzitzis. That's the way Hashem designed the mitzvah. You're supposed to step on your tzitzis. It's not davar shebe, the tzitzis are strings. They're not davar shebe kedusha. Okay, you have a different mahalich. But it's very kedai, it's very gevaldik over here, likot. This really put together the computer, with the help of the editors here, put together a very nice collection of ideas on this topic, which is a very interesting topic.
Can I go with the style of these yeshiva bachurim who wear their shirt tails out too under their jackets?
That's a modern sloppiness.
That's a
laziness.
That's called sloppy.
Sloppiness.
Style.
Yeah, they do that.
It's called untuck.
It's called sloppy.
Oh, you missed a good shtickle here. Okay, we got to read it over. Okay.
Now,
by the way, yeah. Yeah.
I said, that's the way we do it.
Or that they hang on the ground?
In mudgets?
Okay, could be. Like I told you, the same exact thing you have here with tzitzis is with tzuah shel tefillin. Same exact thing. Now, obviously, your tzuah shel tefillin, you wind it up, it goes around your hem. But when you take out the tzuah, so when you open up, you take it out. The bar mitzvah are taught, you don't do that. It's a design for the tzuah. Okay, you put it on the table. There's no need for it to go on the floor. Okay, that's our minhag. That's our minhag, but there is bedafka minhag. Bedafka, you open it up onto the floor.
On the floor.
Okay, next. Tzitzios aruchos oy kitzaros. What's the proper thing? Bekitzve harmavipano kosav hamischasi litalis gudoyla lechasois kimloi koimoso yose mizashir lo yoda bemilid rabbanon. A person that has a very large talis gadol, more than is needed, does not know halacha. You're not supposed to wear a kol shekhanim in tzitzios of nigra mekarka. If the baguette is too big, what?
Whatever talus,
if you're wearing a talus, what?
Yeah, whatever talus.
Whatever talus you're wearing, if it's too large, that's not what Chazal had in mind. That's not what the Torah had in mind. And if that applies to the garment, it also applies to the tzitzis. The tzitzis have a shear. There's no need, it's a mishagas, to have the tzitzis longer than is halachically required. Lo yoda.
Are the tzitzis uniform in size?
No. Well, they make them, when they make them, the 12 to the shear, they make it approximately just a little bit extra. The regular size of tzitzis. Whatever the average size, what they sell in the store is made the proper size. It's maybe a few inches longer to play it safe, but you don't see people wearing tzitzis that are 20 feet.
So what's a shayla?
There is no shayla. He's just talking about there are people out there that like to do strange things. And among the things they do is they have these tzitzis that hang all the way down. They're 20 feet long, the tzitzis. And they wrap it around like a gartel. Right? They have tzitzis. The tzitzis are 20 feet long and they wrap it around the whole body like a gartel.
Tzitzis are longer than a shear?
Yeah.
I thought you said they didn't make them that way.
Let's say someone did make them. Let's say you have a meshugna that makes them. You do it yourself. Let's say you work in the factory. You work in the tzitzis factory and you manufacture your own tzitzis and they're 20 feet long. And you wrap it around your ears.
That's a guzma biyama already,
you know. Real new style.
So he's saying this is not loy ein ruach chachamim noicha himenu. This is not a mahalach. Let's go further. The kol shekein im tzitzioisecha nigrodim bekarka v'chol oisekein chosit shoyte. Who umitzvois bezuyos olav. Mitzvahs are despised by him. The Einoi Margish has no sensitivity. The Loy Oid Ella Tsurosa Deshmaitza Lo Yoda. He's an ignoramus. A collection of very nice expressions. The Hamitzvah Hamuvchar Hu Sheyeh Tzitzis Mishulashin. It should be a third. Mean Sheyishtal Shulamato V'loy Nigrarin. They should hang below you, but not on the ground. There's a limit to how far they go. Ella you im atifas harosh tuluyim beomdim mechatzi haguf ulamata. The talus, whatever the average size is, whatever it is. Now, beinyan halicha betzitzes aruchos yidum divretui aven shekosaf she'ein hidur mitzvah beasias tzitzes yoyser migdoila meashir. Tzitzes that are too long, you're not accomplishing anything. Ach. However, Hamarat Schios, Hamarat Schios, Uvidas Torah, Kosu Lodun, Misugin, he wants to differ. And where does the Makar come? Where in Shas do we find the Makar that there is such a thing as wearing tzitzis that are longer than usual? This Gemara. Tzitzis akesas. This individual, he wore tzitzis that were very, very long. Kosav Lodun Misugin, Shemash Moshiyesh Mizahidr Mitzvah, Sharei Shivcho Yisben Tzitzis Akeses. He was praised, this fellow, Tzitzis Akeses, Bekachshe Tzitzis of Hoyunigoros Al Kodmuk Sosos. So it would appear, it's not clear what the Gemara means, but we can conjecture that the Gemara here means that his tzitzis were larger than usual. Over here they gave him high praise. Ach, not so fast, Biber Moshe. That's not what it says in the Gemara. Nowhere does it say that tzitzis were longer than usual. All it says is that he had a lot of money, he was a wealthy man, and when the tzitzis would drag on the floor, he would mehader that it should not drag on the floor, it should instead drag on pillows. He had a train. He had some type of
a red carpet
behind him in order that it should not drag on the floor, it should drag. So it's not a riot. Okay, let's go now to the next topic. Next topic is about Talmidim Misaskim Bikvura Sarab Oy Hacheva Kadisha. What happens when a Talmud Chacham Rachman Litzlan Loyalenu, he leaves this world, who has Kedima to be Oisek in the mace? It's a zuchus. It's a very great zuchus to be Isaac, and it's a chesed shalemes. So the Chevra Kadisha says, excuse me, this is our job. This is our job. We do it all the time. So now when a tzaddik leaves this world, so don't take away from us. When the people that were not on this madrego, we did everything, so it's our right. On the other hand, the Talmidim say, no, it's our Rebbe. We want to take away from you. We want to take away from you your zechus, because now obviously today, it's who you pay. You know, so today, but let's talk about a community where no one's getting paid to do it. It's Chesed Shalemes. There's a Chevra Kadisha. This is their zuchus. This is what they do. There are still some communities like that where it's, this is our thing, what we do, and don't take away our zuchus. So here, what is it? Let's talk about the Tara. What? Yeah. It all depends on the community. It all depends on the community. Let's say I have a community where there's a Chevra Kadisha and there's a cemetery, and the Chevra Kadisha take pride in its Chesed Shel Emes. This is what we do, and there's no charge. This is what it is. And then a person dies and says, no, I want to do it. I want to do it. It's my Rebbe. So does that person have a right to say the Chevra Kadisha? No, don't do it. Chevra Kadisha says, no, it's our Zuchus. Let's see. They can say, no, sorry, it's not your place. In Hakpada from the family, if you didn't go to mikvah, don't touch the coffin. You ever hear that?
Yes.
Don't touch. Okay, do they have a right to say that? Do they really have a right to say that? What?
Every Chevra Kadisha has their minhag.
Okay, let's see. B'mogen Avram Kosav, Anoshim Shechziku Likvar Meisim Ein Yichol. They have a Talmud, a very close Talmud. He didn't go to mikvah. He didn't go to mikvah that day. Okay, so, and he wants, it's his Rebbe, he was very close to him. So he wants to go and escort. So what do you know? So just because he didn't go to mikvah, you know, and the family has a right? Do they really even have a right? Bishlam of the mace before he died gave instructions. He gave instructions. I highly doubt any people given the tzava, they give instructions, and no one who didn't go to mikvah should touch my coffin. It's very unlikely there's such a thing. Like, people are so makbid. People give a tzava not to have a spade in. It's very, what, someone's such a hakpad, maybe, you never know. What?
The krov are generally
coming.
So let's say the krov,
they make an announcement. If you didn't go to mikvah, don't touch. Hakpad gemura, don't touch. Why? What right do you have to make that hakpad? Let's ask, what would the mace say? The mace is a very edel person. If the Talmud feels very close to the Rebbe, and the Talmud would have some nachas, to have the zuchus of carrying the coffin, of his Rebbe. Well, you don't think the Niftar would want to give the Talmud a little satisfaction? So, all of a sudden they come and they say, don't touch, the Hakpad Gemur, you're not allowed to touch, you're not allowed to touch. He didn't go to Mikvah. He should have gone to Mikvah. Okay, so maybe it's Takas a time, he should have gone to Mikvah. Let's say you couldn't go to Mikvah, let's say you found out it was too late to go to Mikvah. Where do you draw the line? He's really. I mean, to some degree, he's touching upon this over here. Yeah.
Somebody, the Talmud of someone.
Yeah.
Who passed away.
Yeah.
Is allowed to be part of the ISIS.
Of the Chevra Kedisha.
That's what he's asking. That's exactly what he's asking. This is the issue.
He's allowed to see.
His Rebbe. He's allowed to see. You see.
Like a son to a father.
Okay, it depends. And there are different opinions on that. Let's see this. So the Mogen Avraham writes, Kosav Anoshim Shechziku Likilik Vemesim, they have a chazoka. Ein Yechoyon Limchoyis Bachedim, they have no right. He paskins, it's no, you have to let other people enter. Shabol Likvar Bimnei Shabasiyas HaMitzvah Kolechad Reitz HaLizkos. When it comes to a mitzvah, everyone has a schos. And they're saying, Sheyesh Chavuros Mimunim Lekach Niru Li Shetzoch Litin Hala HaChevra Kimin Hogam. But then he says, Pumfakert. First he says, everyone has equal rights, but because we have a chevra that's in charge, so then too bad, you're not allowed to. He seems to contradict himself. I don't know. The Eldi Rabba Kosav Aniri Yisi Bepinkas Chevra Kadisha. I saw in the booklet, in the records of the Chevra Kadisha. Kishaniftar Hagoyin Marenu Harav Efrayim Baal Ho Oyloi Sefrayim. I do not know. Is that the Kliyakar?
Yeah.
The Kliyakar? Oyloi Sefrayim is the Kliyakar. Is in the Gros Gedolos Chumash. So obviously we're dealing with here with a very holy person. The Bor Talmidav Maronon V'Rabonon V'Rotzu L'Taharoi. The Talmidim wanted to be Oisig in the Tahara of the Kliyakar. The Amruk, the Kishaneis Talmachacham Yoisir Roy L'Tahar Talmidav. They said, they made the argument, Talmidim have first rights. Ule Sasek Imoy. V'Shulchonoi V'Sholachnu L'Hagoyin Moreinu Harav Yishai Roish M'Sifta. They went to the Rosh HaYeshiva, who was Rabbi Shai, whoever he was. U'Posak, it was a fight between the Chevra Kadisha and the Talmidim, Mamash the Shaila for the Kleyakar. Upostak and he paskind. Shehak bar nim. The people who bury, the people that were accustomed to bury, misaskim kol hashana umivatlim iskehem. This is what they do. And they give up. They give up from their daily activities, from their parnas, in order to be available to do this. Yisasku gam kimim atzadik. They have kedima. The Talmidim lost the din Torah for the clay ochre. The rak, what? Comes first. Who comes first? Preference. Priority. Upasak me'acha shaka barnim misaskim kolashon me'vatim askim yasku gam kein imat tzadik v'rakim reitzim heim miritzaynam. If the chevra kadisha are willing to be moichel, they can let. But it's their decision to make. It's theirs to lose. It's their decision to make. Hatoiv laseis le'ez anoshim chashuvim b'shvil toiv tzadik harishus biyodam. Okay, so we see over here different opinions on this matter. Next, b'sefer there's a ma'isha haya. So ma'isha of a kliyakar, every kliyakar machaisa, and you see the psak halacha. Next. B'sefer hadras kodesh kosav shetainas talmidei ha'oloi o'sefrayim ha'isa mehamavur besugin. Where does their claim come from? It comes from this daf gemara, daf nun hey. The famous sugya of Tisha B'Av, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he wanted to meet with the Rosh Abba Sikra Reish Biryone, right? The Reish Biryone, he wanted to meet with him in order to make some type of agreement that they should stop, they should basically surrender to the Romans. So what happened in the Gemara of the Yerushalayim? Lohitzi Kol Shalifa. The problem was he could not meet with him. He called over his nephew. He wanted to arrange a meeting with the Rosh Biryone, so he had a meeting with his nephew, and the nephew said, I can make an arrangement, make a meeting, but I don't know how I'm going to get you out of the city, because if the Biryone, all of the Kanoim will see what's going on, they're not going to let you go out. So he told him to fake his death, right? That was what he told him to do. And only let your Talmidim be Isaac with the coffin, because a living person weighs less than a dead person. If you're going to let the regular Chevra Kadisha in to go take care of the mace, they're going to detect that you're really alive. So let only your Talmidim. Wait a minute. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Mamish of Muri Dikaraya, a whole sugya from the Shiloh of the Kleokar's Talmidim versus the Chevre Kadisha. Why the Chevre Kadisha of Yerushalayim will be Toveya? This is our parnasa. This is what we do. The Yochanan ben Zakkai and the Talmidim are saying, no, but we are the Talmidim. Who won? The Talmidim won. The Talmidim succeeded.
But this is an exceptional case.
All right, obviously, all these types of rice in the Gemara are all a little, you can always dre azoy and azoy. But let's look at the basics. Let's just look at the basic what thing would happen in the Gemara. So therefore, the loyitzias of kol shemes v'yisus rak talmidov kideish to yargishu anoshim zodim shemushlaim harigilim lo lisa semes shedainu chay harei mashma. If you take the Gemara at face value, we could assume that it was a chevre kadisha. Harei mashma shehaminik hayosh shehatalmidim nosu es rabam ki im loykein eich nitan lo eitzok kizos harayitochin. What?
It must be that the Talmidim would carry the Rebbe.
Right.
Or else it would, the Chevre Kadisha should have won.
Right. So I'm saying that the Raya is that the Talmidim win. So it's a Raya to the Talmidim. The Talmidim should win. A Raya against the Ma'is HaShahoya of the Oyla Sephraim.
Not that the Talmidim should win. It's a Raya that the Talmidim used to do it.
Used to do it. Even though... Okay. Let's see. Shahaya hasha talmidim nosu es rabam ki im lo kein. If they did not do this, eich no nosu leitzah kizoyis haritachin sheyisu oiso oilu harigilim loitzia meir hamesim mutamit v'im kein yechshash al kol inyan. So therefore, this was the way it was done. So you see, the normal way to do it is the talmidim is different. You go take this gemara, plug it into the story of the kliyakar, and there's a fight between the chevre kadisha and the talmidim. Pasha, the talmidim, they win. But he passed in fakert. He put master there, the rashiv there, whoever it was. Passing fakert. The tzien shemutzin b'chsubis mitzavos Rabbeinu Hakadosh Siva Yosef Chofni v'Shimoi Nefrosi heim shemshuni b'chayai v'heim yishamshuni b'misasi. Rabbeinu Hakadosh gave instructions who should do the tahara. He gave explicit instructions. My meshamoshim, my talmidim, not the chevre kadisha. My talmidim, I want them to be the ones that take care of me. Ubetoisves muva sharav Reb Chaim Kohen Amar. What does the Tais say? Reb Chaim Kohen says, "Ilmolei hayisi." If I, this is the famous Reb Chaim Kohen, this is the famous sugya. Ilmolei hayisi kishenifta Rabbeinu Tam, his Rebbe, hayisi mitame loy. Now, besides the controversy of a coin being metame to a mace, but wait a minute, you're not the chevre kadisha. We have to assume Rabbeinu Kohen, that was not his parnasa. I'm a talmid. A talmid as kedima. Mashma shaboru hoye be'enav shemhoye sham hoye noistim loye as yecholas lezeh. V'chein b'medush another writer. Kos Rabbi Yishai kashal yiniftam in oylam omar lemishu omid alav korali litalmidi. When he was nifter, he said to the person that was, call me, call my Talmidim, pull my Talmidim, Amalohem, kavru oisi, kivru oisi, bekelim levonim, bury me in white tachrichim, lama sheini bush b'masai, I'm not afraid, lahakbo p'nei bari. Why do you call the Talmidim? Call the Chevre Kadisha. You see, you get a flavor. Nothing over here is absolute, but you get a flavor from all of these Mamari Chazal is that the one that has Kedima to bury, to be Isaac with the Rebbe, are the Talmidim. And if you have a community where there's a Chevre Kadisha, they have a Chazaka, and they want to say, no, we do everything, it's our Zuchus, you see from Chazal, not so simple. The Talmidim, to some degree, have Kedima. That was not the way they passed in the Mice with the Kliyakar, but you see different. Again, this thing bothers me very much, about, like I mentioned before, is when it comes to a levaya of a tzaddik, they always make an announcement. If you didn't go to mikvah, don't touch the coffin. Behakpada gemura. And there's no question that tzaddik, like, and I remember Pam's levaya, they made Pam was such an edel person. He had such close talmidim. Let's say he had a talmud that didn't go to mikvah. Would Rav Pam himself been so makbid, you can't touch, you can't, I'm so makbid on the tahara, you're so makbid not to touch the coffin? It's not mistaver that they would want the Talmidim Adarabba should have. What?
I don't understand what the use of going to the mikveh is. If you're in the room,
Tumas Keri. No, Tumas Keri. They toivel the mace. A different tumah. Yeah. The reason why you toivel the tahar, they toivel the mace, is not Tumas mace. It's okay. Tumas Keri. Yeah. And the people that are oisig in the mace, it's also Tumas Keri. So, alpi halacha, there's no iser whatsoever person that's tummy from Tilas Keri to touch the coffin. It's maislin b'chol yom. There's obviously there's a Kabbalah, there's a inyani Kabbalah, there's Tahara, there's an inyan should be Nizar. But if a person did not have the yecholas to go to mikvah and the mace was a person and is a Talmid, is it proper for the chevra to make these announcements to push away people? I don't know. You see over here, there's a very big inyan that someone that is a very close Talmid has kedima, has what?
Maybe when somebody left the
tzavah. Oh, yeah. Okay, it's very unlikely when these Levites I've been at, that they leave a tzavah, that if you didn't go to mikvah, don't touch my kevah.
No. With the Talmidim, have kedima, only if they left the tzavah, saying they want to come back. In the cases that you are...
Yeah. In two of the cases, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and the last case. Okay, you're saying that these... Okay, you're saying a good point. You make some of these surayas is where the Rebbe was mocked, but I bedafka what my Talmid. But Stamazoi...
The
Hevek Hadisha. Okay. Obviously, there's no answer to these questions. These are the issues. You see, a pilpul in these very, very interesting shiloh. Okay, let's take a short break. What?
This kasha is not answered.
What's the kasha?
Talmud, while the Rebbe is alive,
yeah,
he's not allowed to go to the mikvah at the same time as Rebbe.
Right. So how are you allowed to see the Rebbe in this matzah? I don't know the answer.
I'm sorry.